ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यै नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवी सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयम् उदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 4 टेक्स्ट नंबर 30। तस्य दैत्यपतेः पुत्राः चत्वारः परम अद्भुताः प्रह्रादः अभूत महान् तेषां गुणैः महत् उपासकः। तस्य दैत्यपते पुत्राश्च तस्य दैत्यपतेः पुत्राश्च चत्वारः परमाद्भुतः प्रह्रादो अभून् महांस्तेषाम् गुणैर्महद् उपासकः तस्य दैत्यपते पुत्राश्च चत्वारः परमाद्भुताः प्रह्रादो अभून् महांस्तेषाम् गुणैर्महद् उपासकः तस्य दैत्यपते पुत्राश्च चत्वारः परमाद्भुताः प्रह्रादो अभून् महांस्तेषाम् गुणैर्महद् उपासकः तस्य ऑफ हिम हिरण्यकश्यपु दैत्यपतेह द किंग ऑफ द दैत्यास पुत्राः सन्स चत्वारः फोर परमद्भुताः वेरी क्वालिफाइड एंड वंडरफुल प्रह्रादः द वन नेम्ड प्रह्लाद अभूत वॉज महान द ग्रेटेस्ट तेषां ऑफ ऑल ऑफ देम गुणैः विथ ट्रांसेंडेंटल क्वालिटीज महतुपासकः बीइंग एन अनअलॉयड डिवोटी ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिदान स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। हिरण्यकश्यपु हैड फोर वंडरफुल well qualified sons, of whom the one named Prahlad was the best. Indeed, Prahlad was a reservoir of all transcendental qualities, because he was an unalloyed devotee of the personality of Godhead. Responsibly, Hiranyakashipu had four wonderful, well qualified sons. Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai, Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai, Shri Lalita Vishakha Sahita Radha Shyam Sundar ki jai. Of whom the name Prahlad was the best. Indeed, Prahlad was a reservoir of all transcendental qualities, because he was an unalloyed devotee of the personality of Godhead. Purport. Yasyasi bhaktir bhagvati akinchana sarvair gunaish tatra samasta sura. In one who has unflinching devotional faith in Krishna, all the good qualities of Krishna and the demigods are consistently manifest. Bhagavatam, 5th canto, chapter 18, verse 12. Prahlad Maharaj is praised herein for having all good qualities. Because of worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, therefore, a pure devotee who has no motives has all good qualities, material and spiritual. If one is spiritually advanced, being a staunch, liberal devotee of the Lord, all good qualities are manifest in his body. On the other hand, harav avabhaktasya kuto mahat gunah. Even is not a devotee, even if he has become some material good qualities, they have no values. That is the verdict of the Vedas. Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschat Deshe Tarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jai Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna. So yesterday you had a very nice class from Dr. Leela Purushottam Prabhu about the Chandan Yatra. He is a professor at IIT Kanpur. And today, although my mundane name has Doctor, but I am like Dr. Frog, Koop Manduk. The story of Dr. Frog, all of you know. He came from the Pacific Ocean and he met his friend, another Dr. Frog, with PhDs, DPhil and DLit, who was living in a well. So both, you are also Frog, I am also Frog. He said, no, I am frog from Pacific Ocean. How can you compare with a tiny frog living in a well, in a pit? He said, no, okay. Please tell me how big is Pacific Ocean. Is this one? He said, no. This one? No. In this way, he was gone expanding till his body got bursted. So that is the nature of mundane scientists and philosophers. Srila Prabhupada was very delighted when his PhD holder disciples would smash the impersonalism. Like Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj established Bhaktivedanta Institute. So Chandan Yatra, Chandan has again a special significance. You have heard the story of Madhyandi Puripad yesterday. But devotees are like also like Chandan. We can compare them in two ways. In our school classes, we have again studied verse. Chandan vishvyapat nahi letat rahe bhujang. In Malayagiri, Sandalwood, Malayagiri is the hill on the south. The snakes are all around the tree of Chandana because of good aroma, good smell. So although they have thus coiled the Chandan tree, but the quality of Chandan is not affected. Still it smells. So Srila Prabhupada said, a devotee should be like Chandana. He can go anywhere to preach, in the hell or in the heaven, but he does not lose his Vaishnava qualities. He is not affected by the poisonous effect of this mundane world. Wherever he goes, Tirthani Kurvanti Tirthani. They make the place of pilgrimage, just like Srila Prabhupada established so many Hare Krishna temples. They are not ordinary, they are Vrindavan, they are Vaikuntha, without anxiety. Although everybody should come to Shridham, Vrindavan, Mayapur, get the spiritual energy and should go back, return to their respective centers, because they are non-different from Krishna. Our God brother Bhakti Tirth Maharaj, when it was decided that he was not survive, leave his body, many devotees said, Maharaj, why don't you go to Vrindavan to leave your body? He said, no, Srila Prabhupada had established all these centers and they are non-different from Vrindavan. I would prefer to leave. If body leaves here or in Vrindavan, I think its destination is same. That is Srila Prabhupada's causeless mercy. So there are many significant words. Tasya. Tasya, we sing Sakshad Haritvena Samasta Shastrai Uktasata Bhavateva Sadbhi Kintu Prabhorya Priya Eva Tasya. Tas means belong. It's a possessive, what we call case. So, Kintu Prabhorya. Similarly, Krishna and his all paraphernalia, the spiritual master, is Tasya Tadinam, is worshipable. Lord Shiva tells to Parvati that not only Lord Vishnu, but all things related to him is also equally worshipable. Daitya, we know Kashyap Muni's new wife, Diti and Aditi. From Diti, the demons, Daityas were born, and Aditi, the demigods. We have our god sister staying here. Name is Aditi Mataji. Prabhupada gave her name Aditi Mataji, mother of demigods. So, even among the Daitya that Prabhupada mentioned, Hiranyakashipu had four sons. They are all wonderful and well qualified. So even to create atomic bomb, you require some brain. You say Newton has done such and such things. For so much puffed up, so much puffed, why don't you create one more Newton? Although the ingredients supplied by nature, his brain was also given by Krishna, as Krishna says, Maya Dakshena Prakriti Suite Sajarachanam Hetumanena Kaunteya Jagat Viparivartate. So demons also, they are very expert. In science, we are not against science, but it has uses or misuses. We used to have a debate in our school, science is a boon or curse, and they will debate their points. So it depends upon the use, just like your human body. You can use our human body to come to temple, you can go use our human body to go to a bar, to brothel, to prostitutes, hotels. So it's up to us. Government is creating both. Government not at fault. He creates university, he creates prison house. So that minute independence, which Krishna has given us. Krishna is Abhigya Swarat. He is supremely independent and we are minute, being his parts and parcel. Satchidananda Vigraha, qualitatively we are also Satchit Ananda, because Krishna is also like that. We are parts of Krishna. As I think 3-4 days ago we were having that, if father is white, son is also white. If father is black, having black body, son also gets a black body. Similarly, our father Krishna, he is supremely joyful. No worries, always playing flute. Even with his plays of his eyebrows, Bhrikuti Vilas, things are being coming and going. So that is Krishna. So Prabhupada's one godbrother came from Germany, Sadananda Das is known. So he came here and he went to different temples. He saw everybody having some weapon. Lord Ramchandra is having his bows and arrow, Dhanush Baan. Mother Kali, Khappad, Sour, Chakra, Parushram. And we have this Parushram Jayanti, Akshay Tritiya. His, with his spears, he killed 21 times the Kshatriyas. But he said, I saw Krishna had no weapon, he's having only flute, always enjoying. So this means Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that's why he accepted Bhakti Santari Thakur's shelter. So that is nothing to do. He has nothing to do. And nacha samam adhikasra drishyate, nobody equal to or greater than him. That is again beauty of God. Just by his will, he is creating, destroying through his agencies. Pate is again important words. Pate means master, pati. Here, Daitya Pate is used for Hiranyakashipu. But we also know Krishna is a master of all types of masters. Parameshwara. Ishwara Parama Krishna, Sachidananda Vigraha, Anadi Radir Govinda, Sarvak Karan Karan. Parameshwar, Supreme Controller, Supreme Master. Ekala Ishwara Krishna, Arsab Bhritya. Jaise jaise nachaye, taise kare nritya. Only Master is Krishna. Or all his servant. Some are big servant, some are small servant. He is demigods, but they are all servant. Only master is Krishna, Pate. So the verse comes in Bhagavatam that Yadupati, Gokulpati, so many patis are using that words. So, but Krishna is the ultimate master of devotees as well as the demons. Daitya Pate. Putra is very important. In India also people die after getting a son. They may have 1 dozen daughters, but still they want to have son. And his son and daughters, they are equal in Krishna consciousness. We don't see the body. We try see as a spirit soul. Everybody is given chance to serve Krishna, to preach. So putra actually, in fact, is a Sanskrit word. Pu is a sandhi. Pu dhantra. One who liberates you from the pu means hell. The duty of a son is to liberate their parents from the hell. That is a putra. In fact, Prahlad Maharaj is again the example of ideal son. Dhruv Maharaj is second example. When his mother gave him instruction to do tapasya, means his mother acted as Shiksha Guru, and Narad Muni was Diksha Guru. So when he was going back home, back to Godhead, he said, I cannot go without my mother. She taught me how to approach Krishna. So I cannot go without her. So these Vishnu, they said, no, your mother is already going ahead of you. So Prabhupada said, if I would have one disciple like Dhruv Maharaj, I would have no worry. I would have gone with the mercy of my disciple to the Goloka Vrindavan Dham. It was his humbleness, special mercy on us. And he was saying that if I have one disciple like Dhruv Maharaj, my mission would have been successful. That is the meaning of putra. When Prahlad Maharaj is saying that if you become a devotee, if a son becomes devotee, he liberates 21 generation ahead and 21 generation which will come in the past off. So that is the potency of a devotee, putra. Putra should be a devotee. Chatvara shabd means four, it's very common. We have got so many four things. Four-legged animal. They are engaged in eating, sleeping, mating and defending. Ahara nidra bhayamaitunancha. We, two-legged social animals, if we also engage in these four animalistic activities, these four demands, bodily demands, we are no better than the four-legged animals. Even some animals are having eight octopus who grasps the entire ship. But the point is that if we are not Krishna conscious, because only religion, dharma, he separates, he distinguishes, the dharma, it distinguishes us from the animal life. Pashubhi samana. Dharma jo hai, that is only the principle which makes us superior or makes us separate from the animal life. And what is dharma? Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Only Krishna or God can create religion. Man-made religion will not work. Dharma comes from a Sanskrit root word dhri. Dhri means to sustain. Dharan karna, to sustain. So we can say actually religion is not the proper translation of word dharma, but there is no equivalent word that Srila Prabhupada also translated like that. Just like mallows, Prabhupada's Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, for rasa, he used the word mallow. Or the mallow is not the actual word, because every language has got certain words. Similarly, Sanskrit and Hindi is called Shabda Shakti. And you cannot replace, just like Srila Prabhupada's words having their potency. And no matter how much, because I, being a Hindi translator, we try to do. But the potency in which Srila Prabhupada's original words are there, it cannot be come into the translation. All his words, all his poems are like Shastra. And the potency of his words are unparalleled. So in this way, dharma vihina nara pashu samana says, we are four kumaras, you have chaturmasya, we do celebrate it, you have four purusharth, the aim of life, religiosity, dharma, earth, kama and moksha, sun gratification, economic development. So all these indicates that ultimately our aim is to reach Krishna, to love Krishna. That is the aim of moksha. Sarvopadhir vinirmuktam tatparatvena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhaktiruchyate. That is moksha, liberation. Liberation does not mean that you will have four hands, ten heads. Liberation means you are free from all designation, all kinds of upadhis. The only designation is that I am eternal servant of Krishna. So that is, then again, Paramadbhuta. Param means supreme. We again have one devotee, his name is Param Das. He's good, does very nice kirtan. So Param means supreme. Param, Arjuna praying Krishna. Param Brahma Param Dhamo Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. Three times Param Shabda. Param Brahma, the supreme Brahma. We may be Brahma, Aham Brahmasmi, but we are not Param Brahma. We may be Ishvara, we are not Param Ishvara. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, you are the supreme abode. Because Vrindavan Dham means Vrindavan is the house of Krishna. So if you are staying in somebody's house, you are not able to do anything, just chant, take prasad as Srila Prabhupada said in the morning, eating, you become liberated. Just taking Krishna prasad. Krishna is infected with the purity. A small example Srila Prabhupada gives in Science of Self-Realization, that somebody dies, he starts saying, oh, he has gone. Where has he gone? My father, he is still lying there. What is gone? The spirit, soul, Atma. But can you see Atma? So then how can you see Paramatma, Supreme Spirit? So He is Supreme Pure. We cannot be Supreme Pure, but we can try to be in pure state, try to be in Satoguna. Isliye, if you take Prasad, Prasad means we are praying to Krishna, Sir, please accept this offering, this is from you. So out of love, Krishna accepts that. He finishes everything and he puts it back. One thing, and second thing, with his eyes he can eat, with his nose he can talk. That is Ishvara Paramaya Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. So he accepts and he infects the bhoga. First we call it bhoga, and then when we offer to Krishna it becomes prasadam. So there is an infection of purity in that prasadam. So anybody who eats, he also gets an infection of purity. Just like somebody is having TB or cancer, say don't eat from his plate, he will also get TB. So by mistake, if you eat the remnants of patient, of TB patient, you don't have to do anything extra thing, that germs of TB will be in your body without any external effort. Similarly, if you take prasadam, germs of purity, germs of cleanliness will automatically will be there. Germs of devotion will be there. And you will don't do anything, just take ISKCON bullets. You know the story? In the beginning, Srila Prabhupada used to make a lot of rasgullas, 200, 300 rasgullas daily. He will offer it to Krishna and put in a glass jar so you can see from outside. So there was no restriction. Any devotee who is passing there, he can pop in one ISKCON bullet. He used to call it ISKCON bullet, and just by ISKCON bullets, they become Bofors gun. That is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. Chanting, dancing, and prasadam, eating. Anybody can take, kid can take, a scholar can take. So that is the word adbhut also. Krishna consciousness is very wonderful, adbhut. Yudhishthira Maharaj's story we know, I don't know in detail. That he said, we are seeing every day that our uncle has gone, our father has gone, this, that, and we are so much seeing, oh, I won't die. So that is the most wonderful thing of the material world. They are so assured, I'm not going to die. He has gone, I won't. That is adbhut thing. Again, words of Prahlad. Prahlad means one who gives bliss. Prahlad Maharaj is again one of the 12 Mahajans. He's the authority on the Vedas. And a Vaishnava means he always gives happiness to others. He himself is happy, blissful, and he gives happiness to others also. You never seen a Vaishnava morose. The materialist, they always nashochati, always thinking, if I have this Mercedes, I should have that BMW, I should have plane, I should have helicopter. It says again in Hindi, chaha miti chinta gai, manuva beparva, jisko kachu na chahiye, so he shansha. All the desires, all the worries have gone, and mind has become without any care, without any worries. And the person who does not own anything, he is the king of the king. So he shahansha. So we don't worship these tiny kings. We are worship the supreme king Krishna. By worshipping Krishna, you get everything. Again, a Vaishnava, Prahlad Maharaj was authority. Satyaraj Khan was a devotee of Lord Chaitanya. They will go every year to Jagannath Puri and ask the symptom of a Vaishnava. How we are a householder, we don't know for the Grahastha. How we can recognize, how can we know that he is a Vaishnava? So Mahaprabhu gave three categories of Vaishnava. So ultimately, the Vaishnava is that one by seeing him, you start saying Hare Krishna. In 71 when I took initiation at Banaras, before that I was also having bearing Kanti, but it was loose. So Devanand Swami was Prabhupada's secretary. So we were talking, so he said, why are you bearing your beads so loose? I said, students will laugh. Although Srila Prabhupada again gave the remedy of that you are soldier of Krishna. So if somebody also laughs at you, don't worry. You will face criticism on behalf of Krishna. So Krishna will be more pleased. Just like a soldier, when he fights very bravely on the battlefield, very gallantly on the battlefield, government gives him Mahavir Chakra, Paramvir Chakra, gallantly awards. So if you face the criticism of your friends, laugh. So that Devanand Swami said, Maharaj said, that he was also a student in Boston University. So when he got initiation, he will wear suit, but he will put his neck beads out. So people will see and will say Hare Krishna, they will say Hare Krishna. So that is a Vaishnava, that is a devotee. So Prahlad Maharaj was the leader of our Sampradaya, Mahajan, and that's why when his teachers will leave the classroom, he will tell his friends to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Gunai is again rope. Devi Esha Gulumai, that's so many examples. Next, Gunna Bhavarjuna, Krishna says, go beyond these modes of nature. Avivicharani Bhakti Yogain, Sa Gunan Samtitan Bhakti Yogan Kalpate. So, by engaging in Avivicharani devotional service, unalloyed, I think the day before last Sunday, Garg Muni Maharaj was telling that when Prabhupada was walking on the dock, so what is unalloyed devotional service? They never heard of that. So Srila Prabhupada, say, having his cane, he pointed a building, said, that is unalloyed. And that was like written, unalloyed steel. Actually, I'm also a metallurgical engineer, so unalloyed means pure iron. No alloying elements. So that is, if you serve Krishna without any motives, anna balashita shunyam, jnana karma dhanavratam, anukulani krishnanu shilinam, sa bhakti ruttama. Without any desire, Srila Prabhupada used to say, some of his disciples, maybe Indian or Western, they are not anna vilashita shunyam, but they are anna vilashita purnam. So how can you make advancement? He said to me in London. So maybe it's applicable to me. So there are many other words, Mahadupasaka, we are worshipping a great worshipper. We have Upasana Kand, Gyan Kand, Karma Kand, and the talks of Ramananda Rai Prabhu and Mahaprabhu. They mentioned who is the best famous person. Someone is known as the devotee of Krishna, the best person. Again, in a translation, we have words like Hiranyakashyapu. Hiranya means gold. And it's a place of Kali Yuga. Parikshit Maharaj gave him four things, which we have given up. And he said, I want one more. Say, okay, you will be with gold. So gold is the place of Kali Yuga. Even the great devotee like Parikshit Maharaj, who saw Krishna in his womb, in mother's womb, as soon as he put the golden mukut, helmet, the Kali Yuga was waiting for that, and he became angry, he put the snake around Shyamakrishi. So that's the beginning of Kali Yuga. The Kali Yuga said, Maharaj, you cannot stop me. My time is coming. So, okay, as long as your regime is there, I won't be able to come. But give me some places. So he gave four places that. Slaughterhouses, brothels, so on, uncleanliness. So, as I mentioned, Daityas, they are also well qualified and wonderful. But best, why Prahlad Maharaj was best? Because he was a devotee of Krishna. So, devotional service is like a small hammer of goldsmith. That's a very nice example which I remember very much. In Krishna Consciousness, we had that small book. That a goldsmith uses his small hammer 1,000 times, tick, 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 tick. And a blacksmith, lohar, uses one big hammer, gun, which they call it. And one stroke, he breaks. So devotional service is like the hammer, big hammer of gold, blacksmith. So that's the best. And transcendental qualities are always there in devotees. Srila Prabhupada mentioned since purport also. Yasyasti means yasyasti bhaktir, means devotional service of Krishna. Bhagavati, Bhagavan. Akinchana, In Kunti's prayer we have this word, Akinchan Gochara. Krishna is very easily approachable by the word, a very poor fellow. Hey Krishna Karna Sindhu Deena Bandhu Jagatpate. Deena Bandhu, that is Akinchan. And in purport also Srila Prabhupada is stressing the point that one who is a pure devotee has no motives other than serving Krishna. We worship spiritual master Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale. Why so dear? Presht two meaning. Presht means loving and Presht means also Preshak, sender. One who sent by Krishna, Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale. On this earth, Guru Maharaj is sent by Krishna and is very dear to Krishna. If you want to become dear to Krishna, want to dear to your Guru Maharaj, we should become a devotee. Once you become a pure devotee, there's no, and Krishna is very, is the most intelligent, so he will give everything to you. And if you are satisfied with that, he will just conceal Shuddha Bhakti, Avicharani Bhakti. But a son, he's crying, mother comes, she gives one toys, and if you are happy, she is doing the work, no, throws the toys, then he gives that article, again you throws. Similarly, yoga, siddhi, this and that, Krishna will first try to allure you. But still he was, no, I just want you. Ashishra padratam pinashtumam adarshan marmatam karotuva yatatata vidhatu lambato matipara natastu saeva napara. Pure devotee means what? Again, Shikshastak says, na dhanam, na janam, na sundari, na kavitam vajagdish kami. Mam janmani janmani. Birth after birth, it means I don't want liberation also. Mayavadis, they are so after moksha. And they are very, they become puzzled that how, just by saying Krishna, devotee, they are getting liberated. That's the beauty of Krishna consciousness. So many other things. Bhagavati, we know the definition of Bhagavan, you know, having six opulences given by Parashar Muni, father of Vyas Dev. And again, the material and spiritual qualities. A devotee is having both qualities. As I mentioned in my last class, in Bhagavatam class, that as you acquire devotional qualities, you become humble. There's an uncalled humbleness. Humbleness is never uncalled. One is having qualities, a person, a qualified person, and a tree with the fruit, gulvanta manushya, and phalavanta tree, a tree with the fruits, a man with the qualities. Mentioned Chaitanya Bhagavat, that verse, automatically bends down. Just like a drunkard, you cannot tell he is drunkard. Just by symptoms, you can know he is drunkard. Simply by symptoms of Vaishnava, external symptoms, there are internal symptoms also. So like Krishna is having external symptoms, Abhigya Swarat. There are so many internal qualities of God which one will know as you make advancement. So I don't want to come in between Mahaprasade Govinde. Still, if you have one or two questions, we can take up. And thank you very much for giving the chance to. Any question or comments? Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.